all to have your Bibles. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 21. You pray for me. The Lord's kind of changing my mind on this message, and he knows what we need this morning. Amen. A whole lot better than I know what we need. You say, preacher, it's getting a little bit late. Well, guess what? I preach real fast. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 21. Let's look at verse 1. 1 Kings 21, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it, or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said unto Ahab, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask your hand to be upon us right now. God, help me, dear Lord, to bring this message in a way that you would be pleased, God. And God, I pray, God, you'd help us not to worry about what time it is, God. Help us to worry about what time it is in heaven. And God, I pray right now, Lord, if there's one in this building that's not saved, God, I pray, God, you'd burden that heart. God, I pray, God, you'd help them. I pray for the Christian right now, God. Lord, is struggling, God, going through a hard time, God. Have your hand on us right now, Lord, and whatever's done, we'll praise you, we'll honor you, we'll give you glory in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. If you study this story out, the Bible tells us that King Ahab, about verse 4, he came back home, Greg, and he was pouting and he was all upset because Naboth would not sell him the vineyard that he asked for. And what happened was, if you study the Bible out, his wife, Jezebel, came in and said, what's the matter with you? He said, well, I'm upset that Naboth won't sell me that vineyard. She said, well, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And she hired some folks to lie on Naboth, and she hired some folks to tell some things that were not true. So what happened was, in the Bible, if you study the Bible, they wound up putting Naboth to death, and King Ahab took the vineyard. Can you imagine the king coming to you saying, I want this vineyard. Said, I'll give you a better one, or I'll give you the worth of it in money. Can you imagine? Just say if Donald Trump come up to Clint and say, Clint, you got something I want, and I'll pay you 3 or 4 times the worth of it. Did you understand what Naboth said in verse 3? He said, why, just paraphrasing, why should I give my inheritance? Come on. This is what my fathers have left me. This is what has been given to me down through the years. Why should I give it to you and me? Why in the world would I just want to do away with everything that I've ever known? How many people do we have today just doing away with everything they've ever known? They've been faithful to God's house. They've been faithful in church for years and years and years, and now they're just selling out. Amen. I want to preach a little while.
Come on.
On not for sale. Amen. Did you know if you go to Walmart, you cannot buy one of these signs? You can buy a for sale sign, you can buy a for rent sign, you can buy a for lease sign, but they don't sell not for sale signs because it's not used, Brian, that much. Let me ask you something, Clint. Do you have anything in your possession that's not for sale? I'm not talking about your wife and kids. I got some things that you can't buy. I got a few items in my possession Bill Gates ain't got enough money to get.
Come on.
Come on. Amen. All of us do. Brother Robert, do you have anything in your possession that you will not get rid of? Amen. There ought to be some things in your life that you say are not for sale. And I'm going to preach this real quick, so don't get all upset on me. Amen. Number one, my heart is not for sale. Amen. There's a little lady that sits right over there in that corner seat most of the time, and she's been my wife almost 40 years. And I'm telling you right now, I made a commitment to her a long time ago. I told her, I said, if I ever find anybody I want more than you, I'm man enough to tell you. But glory to God, I ain't found nobody yet, and I don't foresee me finding anybody. Amen. My heart is not for sale. I don't care what the devil throws up. I don't care what society throws up. I don't care what everybody else throws up. I made a commitment. Hey, do we always act like it? And do we always feel like we in love? No.
Come on.
Don't you sit there and lie and say you do.
Come on.
How long y'all been married now?
Almost a year.
Almost a year. Y'all ain't had no arguments, have you? But you know what? She ought to have a sign. You know what?
Come on.
I heard, Wes, I heard this week, a 73-year-old pastor in Dallas, Texas, had to resign his church, Skip, because of an inappropriate relationship with a lady in the church. 73 years old and an inappropriate relationship with a lady in the church. Somebody ought to have a not for sale sign. And I'm telling you right now, when you're in the office and somebody comes up to you, when you're at school and somebody comes up to you, and you're on work and somebody comes up to you trying to get in, you ought to tell him your heart's not for sale. Glory to God. My heart belongs to somebody else. You see that ring on my finger? That is a covenant between me and her and God. And my heart is not for sale. I don't care how slick the devil is, and he is. And he'll come in, son, and I'm telling you right now, I told you this before. I'll give a good illustration. I remember one day me and my wife got in a little argument. Well, probably wasn't a little argument. I think she left and she went to her mama's house, and when she left, she was mad and I was mad. Y'all ain't never been there. I know y'all did. Just humor me then. That don't happen at your house, does it, Gavin? I got out on the road. The first car I stopped as a trooper that day. First car I stopped. It's the middle of summertime on 501 in Conway. Walked up to the car. There's a little girl in there about 17 years old wearing a string bikini.
Come on.
And the devil said, would you look at that? I said, ma'am, just sit right here and I'll be right back. Well, she wouldn't do that. She got out of the car and stood back there with me while I was writing her the ticket. I gave her the ticket. She got in the car and she took off. I said, whew, thank the Lord that's over. The next car I stopped, Mike, same thing. When I finished writing her a ticket, I said, I'm going to find me an old farmer on one of these back roads. I ain't doing this no more. I made a covenant, Dallas. I made a covenant when I had to work Myrtle Beach. I said, I will not go on the other side of that water unless they call me. My heart's not for sale. And I'm telling you right now, some of y'all need to quit window shopping. If you got a ring on your finger, glory to God, that's good preaching right there. I don't care what nobody says.
That's right.
Amen. My heart is not for sale. Amen. Hey, Naboth said, why in the world should I give up my inheritance? Understand something. My heritage is not for sale. My inheritance is not for sale. Understand something. I got a long line. I had a grandmama and granddaddy that was married over 60-some years, and my grandmama and granddaddy were faithful to each other all through those years. I got a mama and daddy that's been married over 60 years, glory to God, and as far as I know, they've been faithful to each other. I got a long line of heritage. I got grandkids that's following me. I got heritage and I got a future, and I want them to live their life with a not for sale sign.
Amen.
What kind of legacy are you living? Are you leaving? What kind of legacy do you have? I mean, some of us has got grandmamas and granddaddies and mamas and daddies that lived that life before us, and they did what they were supposed to do, and they were faithful, and they were straight up and doing exactly how God wanted them to do. And now we're not living up to their standards.
Amen.
Not for sale. Not for sale. David said something this morning. You know, I started my 25th year, so next September I'll finish my 25th year as pastor of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. I'm telling you right now, Brother Ronnie, I'd rather God take me out than for me to bring a blemish onto this church.
Amen.
We've got a heritage here. We've got a legacy here, and I want to do it right, and I want to continue to do it right. And these guys have a legacy on our deacon board, and these new guys coming on our deacon board, they got something to live up to. We need to do it right. We need to make up my mind. I'm going to do it right. I don't care what everybody else says. And like one old preacher said, if it hair lips the devil, I'm still going to do it right. I got a not for sale sign. I'm standing up for what I believe in. I'm standing up for my... Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. You ever come to this church and I open up anything other than a King James Bible, you say he's done got Alzheimer's. We got a heritage. My pastor before me preached out of a King James Bible. My pastor before him preached out of a King James Bible. I'm staying with the King James Bible. I don't care what nobody else says. If the Free Will Baptists want to go to something else, we're going to stay with the King James Bible. Amen. We're going to stay with good, godly music, amen? We're going to, I thank God for the choir this morning. Thank God for Sister Jenny singing. I like that kind of stuff. Just lift up Jesus, amen?
Amen.
Our heritage is not for sale. Our homes ought not to be for sale. Did you hear what I said? Our homes ought not be for sale. See, some of y'all, if you'll put that not for sale sign up on your heart, your home will take care of itself. Amen. My home is not for sale. Understand something. Me and my wife made up our minds a long time ago before we had kids. And this was some of the things that we talked about before we have kids. She said, all right, if you discipline the kids, I'm not going to get involved. And if I discipline the kids, you don't get involved. I said, all right, that sounds like a winner to me. They want none of this. I think you're doing it too hard. Well, I don't think you ought to have done that. Bless God, shut your mouth.
Come on.
If there's a daddy in here trying to discipline the kids and trying to do it right, let them do it. Let me tell you something. My daddy beat me till I thought it was almost to the point of abuse, amen. Hey, we know what we're talking about, don't we? And look how we turned out, glory to God. Hey, I'm still toting the not for sale sign, amen. And let me tell you something. There's some mamas in here, and if they're trying to discipline that kid the way they ought to be disciplined, then daddy, you keep your mouth shut. Our homes ought not be for sale. I don't care what Dr. Spock said, and I don't care what Hollywood said. Hey, the Bible says if you beat the child with the rod, he surely shall not die. We ought to have some debt. Our homes ought not be for sale, amen? And it's about time for us parents to start acting like parents instead of trying to be best friends.
Come on.
Amen. Tucker, how old are you now? 21. Now's the time that Tucker and David can be friends. Tucker's a grown man. Amen? He's a grown man. And now David has done the discipline. David has done what he needed to do through the years that now he can be a best friend. Me and my son right now are real close. We're probably closer now than we've ever been. We work out together. We do things together. But I'm telling you right now, when he was 12 and 13 years old, he didn't like me very much. Amen. Heather didn't like me very much when she was that age either. She probably got it worse than Blake did. God didn't call you to be your child's best friend.
Amen.
God called you to raise them in a godly home.
Thank you.
Amen. And our homes ought not be for sale, amen. Our homes are to be the main thing we fight for, amen. I'm fighting for my heritage. I'm fighting for my church. I love this church, and I'm fighting for Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. And every time I come out here, Brother Robert, and I pull on these grounds, and ain't nobody else out here, David knows what I'm talking about. I say, Lord, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for where you brought us out here. And I'm fighting for this place right here. I'm fighting for you as church members. I'm fighting for your heritage too. But glory to God, my home ought to come first.
Amen.
My heritage, my home, and my home in heaven's not for sale.
Amen.
Let me tell y'all something. It seems like the older I get, the harder the devil fights.
Amen.
Do you notice that? Brother Robert, have you noticed that? Brother Tommy, have you?
Yeah, absolutely.
The older I get, the harder the devil fights.
Amen.
The older I get, the harder it is to control my mind.
Amen.
Amen? The older I get, sometimes the harder it is to control my mouth. I know some of y'all don't have that problem. Amen. I know y'all don't. Y'all living so holy, you can't hardly walk across the parking lot without floating. But I'm just being honest. But you know what? I know when I mess up. There's a verse in that Bible, 1 John 1:9. If I confess my sin, he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. When I fall, and I do fall, sometimes pretty hard. You might not know it, and hopefully you won't never know it, amen? And I'm not talking about gross sin. I'm not talking about adultery. I'm not talking about robbery and anything. I'm just saying sometimes I am my own worst enemy. I am my own worst critic. You ought not have said that. You ought not have thought that. You ought not have saw that. I understand. But I know what the Bible says. And if I call out on him, he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. There ain't no need me wallowing in it. There ain't no need me having a pity party. There ain't no need me laying out of church for 3 weeks. There ain't no need me griping and complaining about it. Just get on an altar, ask God to forgive you, and secure that home in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
What do you have? It's not for sale. Is your heart for sale? Is your home for sale? Your heritage for sale? How about that home in heaven?
Bless you, Lord.
When we get back tonight, I tried to make some copies of this. When we get back tonight, I'll have copies of this. And I hope you get one and take it home and put it on your refrigerator. I got one of the, Kevin, I got one of these hanging up in my office. And I got one hanging up in my office at the house. I got to keep reminding myself that I got some things that's not for sale. What about you? What about you? Brother Robert, come sing, please forgive me. I want you to bow your heads with me.